This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorists' hideouts under Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. The Prime Minister stressed that Pakistan can never win a direct war with India, and that is why it is involved in proxy war by promoting terrorism. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
मैं देशवासियों से कहता हूँ, जो सिंदूर मिटाने निकले थे, उन्हें मिट्टी में मिलाया है। जो हिंदुस्तान का लहू बहाते थे, आज कतरे कतरे का हिसाब चुकाया है। जो सोचते थे, भारत चुप रहेगा, आज वो घरों में डूब डूब के पड़े हैं। अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे, जो अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे, आज वो मलबे के ढेर में दबे हुए हैं।
Earlier, during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Bikaner, Rajasthan. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that these Amrit Bharat stations not only preserve India's thousands of years old heritage, but also serve as catalysts for tourism growth across states, creating new employment opportunities for youth. Among the Amrit Bharat stations inaugurated by Prime Minister today, Begumpet Railway Station in Hyderabad emerged as one that stands out. The station stood out not only for its new look with upgraded facilities, but also for its distinction as the first station under the South Central Railway to be operated entirely by women. In a coordinated global outreach, multiple high-level Indian parliamentary delegations have embarked on visits to key nations. The delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Jha met Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Tokyo and requested Japan's support in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Jha called for giving effect to the UN Security Council press statement of 25th April, which underlined the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and to bring them to justice. A high-level all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde reached in Abu Dhabi today. The UAE is the first stop of the broader four-nation diplomatic outreach. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred 6 Kirti Chakras, including 4 posthumous and 33 Shaurya Chakras, including 7 posthumous, to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police during Phase 1 of Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Kirti Chakra was posthumously presented to Rifleman Ravi Kumar, Colonel Manpreet Singh, DYSP Himayu Muzammil Bhatt and Naik Dalwar Khan, Major Malla Rama Gopal Naidu of Maratha Light Infantry and Major Manjeet of the Punjab Regiment were presented the Kirti Chakra, a report.
The gallantry awards were given to the personnel for displaying raw courage, unparalleled bravery and total disregard to personal safety in the line of duty. The awardees showed exceptional courage during various operations including counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations in Jammu and Kashmir and the Northeast, anti-piracy and firefighting operations. These gallantry awards are announced twice a year on the occasion of Republic Day and Independence Day. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India today reiterated its position that any India-Pakistan engagement has to be bilateral. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, talks and terror cannot go together. He underlined that any bilateral discussion on Jammu and Kashmir will only be on the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Supergiants have set a target of 236 runs against hosts Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow posted 235 for 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Table toppers Gujarat Titans are already in the playoffs and aiming for a top 2 finish against Lucknow Supergiants, who are seeking a respectable end to their season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.